This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we have many questions for our next guest who appears in the North Olmsted Racer Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in none other than Dennis Dodd, who we love having on. Sometimes we get into it with him. Sometimes he totally embarrasses us in arguments, and we'll see what he does this time. National college football writer for CBSSports.com. How are you, Dennis?
No pressure at all. How are you guys?
None at all, Dennis. And so we'll start out with what happened last night, because Kenny and I in studio kind of disagreed with a lot of the outrage we saw on Twitter yesterday. But what did you see last night? What did you think of that little spat between player and coach in the Houston-Tulane game?
I think the fact that he's missed four games will impact his draft status more than any of that silliness. I don't know what it was. I know what it was about. But it just seemed to be silly. And I say the best way to wrap it up is to say, what would Oreo think? That's his famous horse. You know, he besmirched the name of Oreo. That's his Heisman bobblehead.
Did you get that? Yeah, did you get that bobblehead, Dennis? You got that, didn't you?
I did. Right now, yes. And he's not wearing a jacket.
It's a really cool bobblehead, I got to say. And no, he is. So that's a cold bobblehead right now. Dennis Dodd joining us on the show. Well, should he have done maybe the Nick Bosa thing? Because, you know, we talked about it obviously here, and I'm thinking, you know, if Nick Bosa is in that locker room, if they lose to Michigan, now this was back when before they lost to Purdue, I don't think he's going to want people sitting there looking at him going, you know, we could have used you. I think that's an ugly thing, and it probably wouldn't have worked out the best way. And I know Ed Oliver probably had the very best of intentions, but you knew it was probably going to come to loggerheads about this at some point.
Well, about what? About
well, because you got a coach who's upset, and they've lost two in a row.
You're saying he's upset because you're insinuating that he hasn't exactly done his best to get back on the field.
Well, the first couple of calls we took were, hey, guys, did you see the pregame video of him playing catch and goofing off before the game?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's a big leap when you don't know the facts. I mean, I think the same thing applies with Nick Bosa. Okay, Ed Oliver hasn't played the last four games. Nick Bosa didn't come back to Ohio State. Somebody's whispering in their ear that why risk your body for an unpaid, you know, you're an unpaid piece of labor when there's $30 million on the line for a first-round draft choice. Mm-hmm. In the case of Nick Bosa, Ed Oliver may be the number one overall pick. So, I've got no problem there. They get nothing in return for putting their body on the line. And don't give me a scholarship and room, book, board, and tuition. I'll come at you with two knee replacements when they're 50, because that's what happens to a lot of these guys. So I have no problem with those guys sitting out.
We'll see if Anthony has anything to say, because he's always free room and board and education, the whole thing.
You know what we'll do? We'll just move it on. Dennis Dodd joined us on the hotline. So, Dennis, we just don't have enough time in the show. Let's get to Ohio State this year. And before we debate the merits of their situation with the playoffs, if they were to beat Michigan, if they were to win the Big Ten championship, and we'll get to that, I want to know from you, how would you right now summarize or evaluate their entire season of football?
Uneven. Something happened at about the time they lost to Purdue, which sent, you know, signaled out that they're just not a complete team. I don't mean in the locker room. I mean offense, defense, special teams, because for the last few weeks, basically since Purdue, to me, all they can really count on is Dwayne Haskins being a gunslinger. The defense isn't that good. You know, Michigan State not withholding, because they, you know, Michigan State can't score much. But they don't run the ball necessarily well. They don't play defense necessarily well. The offensive line's had its problems. So all they've got going for them that they can count on for sure is Dwayne Haskins slinging the ball around. And, you know, that's pretty good. He's near the top in touchdown passes. But it's just not a complete team right now to me. And, I'm trending towards the point, you know, until further notice, that Michigan is getting to the point where it's head and shoulders above everybody in the Big Ten, mainly because of that defense.
Dennis Dodd with us on the show. How much longer do you think Urban Meyer will be at Ohio State?
I don't think I'll be the coach next year. I've said that on many shows. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know why. I don't know how. But it just seems like there's, you know, whatever. Take the year off. The headaches are too much. You've already seen that story written about, you know, having brain surgery in 2014, and he still kept going. So I just don't think he'll be the coach in 2019. In no way am I saying he's fired, but everything seems to be on the table at this point. Because of really what started in August with all that mess. Yeah. So I can't give you how it's going to happen. I just don't think he is going to be the coach in 2019.
Dennis Dodd with us on the show. Yeah, I knew you because you said it on Sunday, but I didn't want to lead the witness or anything, maybe in case you had heard some different things because there was some breaking news over the week. I know we don't want to get into that right now.
Yeah.
Dennis, if he leaves – and comes back. First off, if he leaves, health is one thing, but this might be a legacy play to me. And if he were to come back to another school, I mean, good God, this is two times you've left for quote unquote health purposes. Now you're back over here. This is an ugly business a little bit, Dennis, got to admit.
Yeah. You're talking about legacy?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That would be to the fans of Florida and Ohio State, I guess. I mean, whoever gets him, or if he does leave, we're taking a quantum leap from today.
Yeah.
If he does leave, you know, whoever got him would be thrilled to get a championship coach. You know, maybe the best coach next to Nick Saban there is right now. So, yeah, I mean, that would be part of his legacy that he left two schools. He hasn't done it yet. No great championship coach at Ohio State, but that would be a pattern. That would be up to those schools probably to figure out. People like me to write about if and when it does happen.
Dennis Dodd, join us on the hotline. Something just doesn't seem right there. You brought up uneven, and teams have off years. We've seen it even with great coaches. However, A, he doesn't look healthy. He doesn't look great. It's not just my editorializing. I've heard others say it, and like you've said it as well. But something else seems wrong. They built this team with these great assistants, at least that's what we thought, guys like Greg Schiano, guys like Larry Johnson. The recruiting is fine, but yet they're going up against teams that have nowhere near the recruiting prowess that they do, and they have just not been anywhere near as dominant as past Ohio State teams.
No, I saw them against TCU, and I said, after that night, well, here we go. They're going to go on another run because everything came together that night. They even ran Dwayne Haskins on a really cool RPO call that, you know, the kid isn't really a plus one runner as a lot of spread option quarterbacks are. But that was a key touchdown point in that game. I thought they had everything going for him that night. I thought the players were charming in the postgame. And then something happened. I mean, the Purdue game, you know, resembles Iowa last year. Now, there were two losses for the committee to judge last year, and that made it a little easier to leave them out. But I just don't know how you explain a team with this kind of talent going in there and losing by 29 to a team, by the way, that took one of the biggest wins in their history and went 1-2 in the next three and got blown out by Minnesota. They're 5-5 Purdue and still need to get to a bowl. So that makes it even worse. And if you're sitting there in the selection committee and you're comparing Ohio State to, I don't know, whoever wins the Big 12, Oklahoma, best shot scenario at 12-1, but lost by 3 to Texas at the gun. You know, I don't know. I don't know how you compare that. I don't think they're necessarily in. They would have beaten Michigan, but, you know, I don't know if that and beaten Northwestern to win the Big Ten, that doesn't add to your profile. But I don't know. Things are really up in the air right now, that program.
Not to mention that TCU win that we thought was going to be a big deal earlier in the year. Yeah. They end up going 4-6, and they got blown out by both teams you mentioned, Oklahoma and West Virginia. Dennis Dodd joined us on the hotline. So let's look at chaos scenarios, because that's all people that hate college sports and seem to hate the system of which we crown a champion want to do. I'm still good with four teams, but I get it. People want to see more games. People want more excitement. So let's talk about what could blow up this entire format. We know if Alabama wins out, they're in. Clemson, Dennis, if they win out, they're in, right?
Sure.
Notre Dame wins out, they're in, right?
Right.
What are we doing with Michigan, potentially Oklahoma or West Virginia, whoever would win out in their division?
Or Iowa State or Texas.
Good call.
Iowa State and Texas aren't going to be in the mix. Sorry, go ahead.
Right, good call. What happens if Ohio State beats Michigan? And then let's throw the ultimate wrench into all of this. What happens if Georgia beats Alabama?
Well, that's the Armageddon scenario. If Georgia beats Alabama and there's two SEC teams and Notre Dame takes a third spot, which automatically excludes a Power 5 team, then you're sitting there in the playoffs, only two of the five Power 5 conferences being represented in the playoffs. And then all of a sudden these commissioners are going, what are we doing this for? There's already jealousy over Notre Dame not playing a 13th game by some people and the way they can adjust their schedule. I'm not going to decry their schedule because they play a good schedule, but they can arrange it every year to some degree. So there'd be that. I don't think the sky would fall. In fact, this thing's going to stay at four until I've been told the ninth year is when the CFP starts negotiating with its rights holder. Unless ESPN comes to them and starts saying, "Oh, this is a terrible ratings loser, and we need more teams and more content," that's not going to happen. In year nine, which is, 4 years from now, the CFP will have to tell those rights holders, what they want it to look like, what the rights holders want it to look like, because they will start negotiating that early towards the end of the 12-year run. But that's the Armageddon scenario. I don't think it'll change.
What would you be happy with a number of teams, Dennis? I think maybe six would be the furthest I want to go. I like it that it's exclusive. I like four teams and arguing over that. I think it's fun. What would you be willing to accept?
Yeah. I just because of the conversation we're having now. Yeah. It creates desperation. It's the committee so far has got it quote unquote right. Now don't tell TCU that in 2014 when they won by 52 and dropped from third to sixth. Ohio State got in and won the whole thing. But I think they've basically gotten right. And it does put that premium a little more on the regular season. I do not buy the fact that expansion would ruin the regular season. I think it would enhance it. I mean, think about where UCF would be right now if it was guaranteed a spot in the Final Eight. That would be an unbelievable game tomorrow with Cincinnati that they absolutely couldn't lose. I think it's I like the incongruity that there's five Power Fives and only four spots. As I mentioned, this year there may be three of them left out. So it is what it is.
Dennis Dodd with us on the show. I so many people bring up the 16 team and the 18 thing, and I go, okay, that's all well and good, but what are you going to do when you're approaching 16 games in a season altogether?
Yes.
And you're playing as many games as NFL teams? And, oh, let's not forget all these little sisters of the poor, quote-unquote, programs that you want to put in. How do you keep them afloat? Well, you play Alabama at the beginning of the year. So you can't just get rid of those either.
When you have, that would be two teams playing 16 games with an 18 format. I think the first and biggest hurdle you get by is the health issue, head trauma, repetitive hits. That's all we've been told. CTE is caused by repetitive hits. We have a player from Tennessee State who suffered a serious head injury against Vanderbilt this season and is still in the hospital. I don't know how you get past that part. I think that's a pressure point, as some other things are, when you start negotiating with the players for their name, image, and likeness. If we're going to put our bodies on the line for this stuff, we need a little something.
Dennis,
and it's coming that way. There's a big lawsuit. Yeah. It's about to be decided maybe Christmas week, which is the lawsuit seeks unfettered compensation for the players. And it may be that way. It doesn't mean it'll happen right away, but it does mean we would have crossed that bridge, that river, and conferences can, on their own, offer compensation to players.
I just know it's almost impossible to play more games when you're paying guys millions. I don't know how you're going to not pay guys anything and still play more games. Dennis, I love it. I thank you very much for the time. Totally agree with you on everything, basically. You got us a great question about Urban Meyer when we come back from break, but we won't talk to you about it anymore. We thank you very much for the time, brother.
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
Yep, Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports, National College Football writer on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.